17-year-old Zainab Hamoud has a brown belt in Taekwondo and dreams of one day making it to the Olympics. But unlike her sister Rana, Zainab chooses to wear the Islamic headscarf or hijab. This became a problem 4 years ago. The team's hard work, passion, and hopes were dashed when the Taekwondo Federation of Quebec expelled them from a tournament in 2007. The reason, their hijabs were considered unsafe.
I was really disappointed because I trained really hard for the tournament. When I found out we were expelled, I lost all my motivation to continue.
Civil rights supporters and sports enthusiasts around the world were enraged. Elham Sayed Javad was one of them.
In my opinion, every individual, no matter their religion, should have the same rights as anyone else in society. I mean, sports was made to reunite people.
Javad was an industrial design student at the time, so she decided to take on the problem as one of her school projects.
At the time in 2008 when I decided to take on this project, the International Federation of Taekwondo didn't allow its athletes to wear anything under their helmet, so my professor didn't think there was a point of pursuing it. But my point was, the rule is there because nothing has been invented that is appropriate.
Javad spent countless hours with the Hamoud sisters' Taekwondo team and with pattern maker Latifa Bukenda to make the best product possible.
This was a very exciting project for me. I have worked in fashion for many years, but this was special because it was beyond fashion. It had a more human and social aspect to it, helping young women blossom and follow their athletic dreams.
Ultimately, they hit upon a design that worked, and a fabric that was stretchy, breathable, and dried quickly. Called a Resport On, the garment was an immediate hit. Even Zainab's sister, Rana, who chooses not to wear the hijab, was impressed.
So I just tried the Resport kind of hijab, and the hair was inside, so it doesn't come out, and it's very comfortable, so...
Javad's invention came at an opportune time. A year later, in response to pressure from the Taekwondo community, the World Taekwondo Federation changed its rules to allow for head coverings. The Montreal Muslim Taekwondo team was able to compete again.
I was in the stands and got teary-eyed because since the very beginning, my goal was to be able to see the girls on the mats again. When it happened, it was like someone gave me the world.
Javad thought she was just helping Zainab and her teammates. But when an investor approached her about marketing the product, things changed dramatically. In January, her sports hijab became available to athletes all over the world. She has been busy ever since.
My days start at 2 a.m. when my phone goes off with an email from an athlete from the other side of the world. I turn it on and read the email, get happy, and go back to sleep.
While there are other sports hijabs on the market, Javad believes hers has some advantages. Those include a built-in t-shirt that keeps it from pulling loose and an opening at the back that allows easy access for wearers to adjust their hair. Tala Hadavi, VOA News, Montreal, Canada.